Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Say it again. Say what you said. No. Call it again. No, not that. I'm talking about what? The stadium. Say what you said about the stadium.
Good riddance. Let it burn.
No, y'all.
Let it burn.
You just use
construction equipment.
Yeah, I don't know if you got to set the thing on fire. Plus, you got 4 more years you got to play in the thing.
It is just a haunted house at this point. It's been awful.
I love haunted houses.
It's been awful.
Now we've got an idea for what to do with the
structure. Oh, my gosh.
Knock it into Lake Erie and shove it to Canada.
You did the other one in Lake Erie.
Let them worry about it.
It's not Canada's problem. It's our problem. Now, come on. You make another reef. Got one of those.
You know what's better than one reef?
Two reefs. 216-474-0092. Do you agree with Jason? I was shocked at how flippant you were. That you just called the thing an eyesore.
What good memories
that you said
are there?
Good riddance. I want to ask you, before I get to these calls, did you ever sit in the seats as a fan?
Yes.
I don't believe you at all.
Oh, okay.
You're old. I don't believe you. I think you always sat in there in the press box and with your writers and your cynicism and everything.
No.
You never had to have a good time. You never got to have a good time at a Browns game. In the 500s,
I went to,
with your buddies. You never did that.
No, yes, I did. In fact, when Ohio State played at USC, I was covering Ohio State. I took a red eye home after the game so I could go with friends. She's my wife now. It was my girlfriend at the time.
Nice.
And we went to Brown Steelers game together. And I took my son to his first Browns game, the Saints game that was 148 below zero on Christmas Eve a couple years
Browns
ago.
Game.
That was his first Browns game. I took him to that.
Hey, you got and you still call it say good riddance?
Yes.
That's crazy.
It's a horrible stadium.
I'm excited about
with
the future.
Horrible memories.
I'm excited about the future. Some of the memories toughen you up.
Hey,
there's men out there who go, you know what? I'm more ready to take on other things in my life by some of the things that I've seen in that stadium. I didn't think Joe Flacco was going to do what he did with the Jets, and I sat there in stunned silence, and they're sitting there going, you know what? Got me ready for some things, man.
Yeah, what Baker did against the Jets was awesome. Too bad it ended a 416-game losing streak.
It's an awesome night. It's a hell of a night.
Get out of here.
It's a hell of a
night.
They
always have the refrigerators.
That old stadium.
I still have one. Thank you very much.
That old stadium was a dump before this one, but, man, were there good memories
there.
In
were great memories in the old one. The old one was built at a different time for different reasons and all that other stuff.
This thing has been just sterile from the start. They rushed its construction. They had to hurry up and get it up.
It's not the poor stadium's fault.
It's been nothing but a calamity.
I've had a lot of good memories in that stadium. I went with my buddy's late dad to a Browns-Ravens game. Deion Sanders' last game in the NFL. One of my all-time favorite players, Deion Sanders.
Come on, Ken, take your calls. All these calls you wanted, take your calls.
Okay, John in Cleveland. Hello, John.
Yeah, I agree with Jason 100%.
Look at that
stadium is a blight on the NFL in this city. There are no good memories there. It's a waste pit. The only people who enjoyed that stadium are opposing teams' fans.
Yep.
Namely,
I'm not an opposing team's fan, John. I enjoyed the stadium.
You know who loved that stadium? Ben Roethlisberger loved that stadium.
Yeah, of course, Ken. You enjoyed the Browns stadium. You enjoy everything they do. You enjoyed the 4-0 preseason start, too.
Did. It was a fun time, John. I did do that. It's not everything. I don't enjoy everything that they do, John. Thank you for the call. Demos and Shaker, you're next up on the fan. Hello, Demos. Do you agree?
Hello.
Do you agree with Jason? Do you say good riddance?
Not at all, because the Browns experience with me up in section 320, Theon, all my buddies that we sit with, that helped me endure horrible football. So while I understand what he's saying there, it tells me that maybe he's a little I don't know, antisocial or something.
Lost touch.
Yes, maybe. I mean, now that he's been published in the New York Times and all that, who knows?
Yeah.
But here's the thing.
What does that got to do with the price of fish?
You just think you're better than everybody. You think you're better than all the callers. You think you're better than all the listeners.
That is absolutely not true.
Okay.
Listen, here's the thing, though.
Who's got the one with the indoor pool here? Oh, okay, that's right.
Not me.
That's there. You go, Kenny. Yeah. Sorry, touche. But here's the deal. Here, think about. I want to talk a little bit also about Sanders and Kenny Pickett.
Why? Hold on. One thing at a time. We will have plenty of time to get into the Kenny Pickett stuff. It's a long summer.
Right.
Okay.
The stadium that's stuff. That was going to be my point.
Okay. I'll tell you this. I knew where you were going to go even before I took the call. Like, Demos is the type of guy. Yeah. Well, no, because you're the type of guy I talk about. And this is the thing. Like, I've met Demos in person. He's a good guy. He's argumentative. And thank you for the call, Demos. But he's a good guy. And there are guys who sat there, and I bring up the 537 boys. I bring them up all time. But there are other fans that, you know what, like, hey, you know, my buddy's dad, Mark, he was a big Browns fan. Now Mark ain't here no more. And yeah, this thing has sucked. I'm going to miss Mark. And there's memories that are tied to it. Even memories through bad things get tied to it. It's a good time. I remember the stadium when they beat New Orleans in week two for obviously specific reasons if you listen to the show for any period of time there. I always remember that. And then that son that was conceived that day, I remember taking him to his first Browns game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Game against the Arizona Cardinals there. So it all comes full circle.
I remember Dwayne Rudd throwing his helmet. I remember all the beer bottles landing on the field.
And I will sit there on the stadium's last day and I will go, man, there has been some wild bleep that has happened out here on this field. And I may not say that, I'm going to miss it all and all that other stuff, but I think that there's a certain respect for what we've all sat through, and that stadium is a representation of all of us being together and sitting through all this together.
Not one playoff game. Not one.
Fair.
In 30 years, not one friggin' playoff game.
Good riddance. That's goodbye. The Browns' fault. That's not the fans' fault.
I'm just telling you how I feel about the stadium.
That's not even the stadium's fault. And all you guys say it's cursed, you're really going to put it against somebody to not go over there at Brick Park right now and put some hex on that land right now? Considering all the tough talking that's going on, Chris Ronan's out there doing God knows what right now. Come on.
Reckless speculation.
Come on, keep taking your calls. Come on.
I don't know if he knows how to do that, but
he's
we'll find out. Rocky on the road. You're next up on the fan.
Rocky's not on the road.
That's what it says. He's driving.
Yeah, I'm in a car. Yeah, I'm driving to work.
He's driving. Marshmallow Lane.
If I had a wish and could push the detonator to blow that stadium up.
Attaboy.
It is a dump.
Yes.
It was built on the cheap. The sight lines, if you're on the lower level, you can't even see the hash mark.
Yep.
And you're looking at the Jumbotron half the time. I think that anyone from my era, I'm a lot older than you, Ken. I'm almost 60. I think that...
Oh, you sound really young, I got to tell you.
Yeah, you do.
You sound great, Rocky.
Well, thank you. But I think that anybody from my era that got to sit through the Brian Sipe era, the Bernie Kosar era, I don't think any of my friends, any of my former Browns, my father was a coach. I went to a lot of games. We had season tickets. Would not want to blow that stadium up. It's just nothing but bad memories. It's horrific. I can't wait till they tear it down.
You know what? It's up to them for them to create good memories in the new stadium, Rocky, because you could just sit there and have the same terrible memories in 30 years at the new stadium. I hope it isn't that way. Think of the memories you have together, everybody. Together.
Watching your team
in
lose.
In the stands. In 2020, when Tone is not a crier. I'm a way more emotional person than him. When we cried, which you could say is pathetic. I don't care. You will because you're nasty and you're heartless.
Oh, jeez.
When we got emotional and wept on the air over them making the playoffs, over the Browns making the playoffs...
Oh, I didn't expect to have this reaction. Oh, it kind of got me a little emotional here. I swear to God.
Stop it.
I don't know. Tone,
stop it.
Is that real?
That is very real. That's 100% real.
What's wrong with
you? When they made the play, Tone did it too. Ask Owen, ask Kid. It wasn't over the team.
It was over the stadium.
It was over the fans.
It was over that beautiful stadium.
It was over the fans. The stadium is a place where those fans have gathered for generations. That's what it's about. It's about the fans. And there's something there that
and the fans are telling you it's a hole.
I respect it. I probably won't miss it because I'll have a great big brand new facility, and that's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be expensive, but it's going to be fun.
Those Kenny Chesney concerts were great.
I wouldn't have gone to see Kenny Chesney.
At SummerSlam last summer, that's a memory I hold near and dear.
You want to talk about prices. Listen, there's a lot of great things that have happened there. I just don't think you guys are seeing the forest for the trees here. You guys are mad over the things the Browns did on the field. I'm asking you to remember what happened in the stands with all you guys.
Oh, when everyone was fighting and throwing up on each other.
No one was fighting and throwing up on me. Times.
They had that possum in there, that one.
Remember the guy who got the possum? Remember you ain't getting no possum in the new stadium.
Remember when they put the banners in the wrong order? That was great.
That was such a great memory.
Brandon Whedon core memory.
Trapped under the flag.
And those are fun
core
memories. Those are fun memories. We laugh about them now. It was silly and dumb, and we laugh about them now. Dwayne Rowe throwing the helmet.
Remember when Miles smashed Mason Rudolph over that?
Miles smashing Mason Rudolph.
Carmen policy, those bottles don't pack a wallop. Oh, they're good times.
Remember when Mike Holmgren told you to ask him for playoffs?
You guys are making my case for me.
No, we're not. We're telling you why it's so horrible.
It's about each other. You'll just, if the Browns don't get it, you can't just tell me you're just there to watch the Browns. And if the Browns win, you'll be happy. And if the Browns lose, you will just be upset. And there's nothing else that's good that happens in the stadium.
Remember when they were almost about to make the playoffs in 2014, they couldn't score against the Colts.
All right, stay here. 216-474-0092. That was one of my lowest moments on the air. I came in the next day, and I think I was, like, holding my eye, and I was screaming about Mike. Oh, God, was it a bad day. 216-474-0092. Do you agree with Jason? Do you say good riddance to the old stadium, which is still currently the stadium?
But still play in for the next four seasons.
Ken Carmen, Jason Lloyd.
The countdown is on. We can set it on fire and let it burn.
We should have Mike Dickin do the game for the last game. Where's the guy who has the handsaw? Where's the guy who has it? Bring him back in here. We've got some things we got to dislodge.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.